Oh, we have all been here, and we consistently find ourselves here. Showing up, being present, making yourself part of the solution rather than the situation. In all things today, we have made bad behavior acceptable. And this is what I'm always told. Dude, come on, just be patient. They're having a bad day. I mean, to which I really do understand, and I've got amazing amounts of compassion for them. But what happens when the forgiven continues to disappear? We're talking about 5 to 10 days now. The physical act of assuming someone is going to be on that list to appear today, it's excess mental weight for the other team players. Now, here's what the experts are saying. If it's 3 unexplained absentees within a 90-day period, sure, we've got some questions, but it's not an alarm. But if it becomes a problem, HR must be notified so they can handle the growing concerns. Employees and coworkers are the ones being asked to stay free of this. HR will review it, then revisit it, and then decide in that moment if there is a situation. As difficult as it is to see missing team players not in their proper positions, the main focus and the main mindset is to do all we can to stay positive and create newer ways to bring success to the business. Hey, wow. It's Arrow, and this is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer, a silent wolf. I stand on the sidelines, the edge of the forest. I listen to the curve of the wind. I observe life. I study it. And then we get to create a conversation. This is The Daily Mess. Making your presence known actually begins with you. If you don't recognize the image in the mirror, how do you expect others to play along with your story? We've all had those moments where we depend on others to be our big boost of empowerment. For those on the downside, in other words, when you come in with a low moment, the fact that you've got a person who can lift you up is an amazing gift. But how do they truly see you? Some call the person always needing that lift an emotional vampire. I've even heard that some people are wet blankets, both of which are very uncomfortable to deal with, especially if the wet blanket is starting to smell like mold. Make your presence known to yourself first. This is why I'm a daily writer. I'm a defragger, and I take long transition walks. I've got to know who I am, what I am, why I am, where I am, and when I am before I step into a different world. Because the world right now is very heavy. The daily discipline is to let yourself know that, hey, look, I realize I'm in a mindset, I'm in a mood, but why? Just listen to yourself, talk to yourself. You know, that inner core, it's there. There's something more than just a heartbeat and a brain that thinks. There's that whole entire mind, body, and soul thing. And this isn't to guilt trip anybody. This is a walk through awareness, to be fully in touch with where we find our inspiration without having to tap into another human source. It's always there, and it's very easy to locate. But you've got to invest in your self-improvement. Ooh, oh man, I know that's a tough word. Nobody wants to even hear that. But why? Why? I work on it every single day. It doesn't mean that I'm this big, big old blob of, oh my God, I'm so disgusted with you. No, that's not the way it is. You ask yourself the questions and then you question the answers and you learn more about what triggers you. What are the things that you don't like to be with and what is it about other people that drives you insane? But do it in a calm manner. Listen to the reasons why that over there, that driving on that highway scares the living hell out of you. Why? What is it about that part? Have you seen something? Did you dream something? Is there a smell over there? There are so many things that drive people to these points of, I'm just in a bad mood. Make yourself present to yourself first. Get to know who you are and ask that really hard question. Do people like me? What's the answer? Don't tell me. Tell yourself. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.